we arrested the boyfriend that we were also looking for. We arrested him this morning on Merritt Boulevard in Dundalk. Now, we want to make it clear that he was arrested on an open warrant for a weapons violation that is unrelated to this missing persons case. But we do have him in our custody, and that has afforded us the opportunity to talk to him about his girlfriend's disappearance to see what, if anything, he may know about it.
What can you share with us regarding that conversation?
Well, right now, we really don't have a lot to share. We're still interviewing him. As soon as we're able to share more, we will. But the goal at this time is to talk to him and also his son, who was with him at the time of the arrest, to try to see if they can give us some information that would indicate where she might be.
Any indication where Ms. Grubb might be since her disappearance?
No, at this time we do not have any information about where she might be. We're continuing to ask the public to share any information that they might have with us. We've distributed her photo and description. We ask people to share that on their social media networks. We do consider her a critical missing, which means someone that we think could be in danger for some reason because of a prior relationship of domestic violence with him, as reported to us by her adult daughter.
Is Mr. Campbell considered a suspect in her disappearance yet?
No. At this point, we are talking to him. We want to know what he knows or does not know about her disappearance, but that would be premature to call him a suspect. That's not the case now. He's someone that we need to talk to.
And when was the last time Ms. Grubb was seen?
Well, she was reported missing to us by her daughter at about 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The daughter said that she had not seen her since Thursday evening.